Hello, and welcome back to the Adventurers Podcast. I'm here with Isaac, my co-host, to talk about a place that most people have never been to. Sorry I haven't uploaded in a while, have gotten caught in summer things, but we're back, finally. We are talking about the Polynesian Cultural Center, or the PCC for short, located in Hawaii. Is it Honolulu? I'm pretty sure, right?
No, it's in Oahu.
Oahu.
Honolulu close. Is the city in Oahu, but...
Okay. Oh, it's located...
The island of Oahu.
Oahu. It's in the city hall, Honolulu, on the island.
It's not in the city of Honolulu.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
The city of Honolulu is on the other side of the PCC. Like, North Shore is where the PCC is at.
Oh, okay, whatever. But it is on Oahu, the Oahu Islands. If you're ever on that island, go just visit here. This past summer, well, not this summer, but the last summer, last year, me and Isaac actually went to Hawaii, and we went to the PCC, and it was incredible and extremely beautiful, and Hawaii is always extremely beautiful just because of how lush it is, you know? It was full of fascinating facts about different Polynesian islands and the culture that they lived. But before we get started, however, we would like to say thank you to all those who listened to the show.
Okay, well, let's begin. The PCC all started with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, who were working on many islands in the Pacific Ocean. They had purchased a 6,000-acre plantation in Lai'i, Hawaii, which is on the island of Oahu, where we previously discussed, where they planned to build one of their temples called the Lai'i Hawaii Temple, dedicated on Thanksgiving Day 1919. This temple attracted a lot of visitors from the other Pacific islands. David O. McKay, a young leader for the church, was on Oahu, and he was there, and as he was there, he watched young children of many different cultures pledge their allegiance to America. McKay then started dreaming of a school that would go along with the newly built temple, a school that would make it the center of the church in the Pacific. And so BYU Hawaii was born. While McKay was in Lai'i, a young missionary for the church was on the island of New Zealand named Matthew Cowley, who loved the people of New Zealand. Later, he became another important leader to the church, where he hoped that the people of New Zealand and the surrounding islands would have a home in Lai'i. These islands would include the Tongans, Samoans, Fijians, and Tahitians.
Fijians. So the Tongans, Samoans...
Fijians.
Wait. Yeah, Samoans, Fijians, and... Tahitians.
And, of course, the Hawaiians would all have a place in Lai'i. The potential of this concept came along in the 1940s when the church started a hukailau, which is a festival, when a luau, which was a fundraising event. It was a great success, and the islanders would start doing their island dances and songs. Sadly, Cowley did not live to see the dream he had of Lai'i, but his vision was inspiration for the PCC. In 1966, President McKay gave a go for the construction of the PCC, which would help give money to the students in BYU Hawaii. Labor missionaries for the church started to help construction of the PCC's original 39 buildings on the 12-acre land.
Whoa. The PCC opened on October 12th, 1963, but Saturday night was the only time that people of the PCC could get enough people to fill the theater for the nightly show. But as soon as they promoted it, it started to thrive because of the major Hawaii tourism, so they had to expand the theater for the show. The villages all give some cool facts about the islands, and you learn a lot from the... from them, including how to weave and crack a coconut the right way. It has a long river that flows through the middle of it. We couldn't do everything in one day. It is really full of fun things, and it even has a big role in one of Disney movies, Moana, which is not set on a specific island, but incorporates all of the islands, so they came to the PCC to discover what they should include in the movie. That is a cool fact about Moana.
Yeah, they actually gave it to us while we were on the river tour. They were saying that Moana was, like, Disney, like, the Disney, the people working on Moana came to the PCC just to see what it was like for these islanders, because they wanted to have the best culture. You think about all the Disney movies that they incorporate, like Mulan in China. They probably went to China and all that stuff just to see what they should do to help it. Anyways.
All right, now we're gonna talk about all the activities and about each section in the PCC. So let's begin. So we've got my favorite part. So they've got a lot of different areas. It's kind of like an amusement park, but not at the same time. It's different. There's no rides. There's no, like, you know, main attractions like that things.
Well, there's, like, shows and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the islands are Hawaii, Aotearoa, Fiji, Samoa, and Tahiti. Oh, also Tonga. Sorry, I forgot about Tonga. So there are six...
Yeah.
Of the islands.
Which, go up. Whatever it's called. The Aotearoa is also known as New Zealand, so.
Yes, that is also known as New Zealand. So, as you walk into the park, you have, a bunch of different restaurants and food things, and then there's the gateway, actually, to get into the park, I guess I should say. If you go in a full circle, you'll hit all six of the areas. And like Isaac said, there's a huge river flowing through them. It's not a huge park, but it's really incredible. So Tonga is actually the first one we went to when we went there. At least I did. I went to Tonga. Tonga teaches you how to toss a spear, laugh until your sides hurt, choose your favorite guest drummer, and paddle a canoe. The Tongan village is filled with joy, and they're happy to share all of their interesting things. And it's fun, because they actually get, for each of these villages, they get actual people from those islands
yeah.
to come and perform for you, which makes it really a fun experience. So there is a show where they get people to go up and bang drums.
Yeah.
And if you go there, you can volunteer yourself to go be a part of that, which is really fun. Okay, Isaac, do you want to talk about Tahiti?
Let's do Tahiti.
Okay, Tahiti.
Okay, so in the island of Tahiti, they teach you how to swing your hips. They, you can try a bite, snag a fish, and share the love. In Tahiti, love is always in the air. Come catch the fever. So Tahiti, they do this dance that's like, I don't know, if you ever go on Small World and you go into like the Pacific Islander section, there's like those dolls that like really, like they, it looks like they're swinging their hips really fast. This is actually what they do in Tahiti. It actually is kind of cool. And so, anyways.
They also teach you how to practice throwing a spear at a coconut. And they learn about the underwater Tahitian pearl farms, which that's cool. For all you jewelers and things like that. There is an area in this park that you can get a tattoo, which is really cool. Did you guys do that?
Yeah,
I did. That's super cool. I really love that. All right, moving, I'm going to talk about Fiji. So the island of Fiji, what you'll experience in that part of the island is you feel the power as Fijian worms give you an enthusiastic welcome. Oh, I remember this is so fun. While the women entertain with the traditional dance, then you get your Fijian groove on pounding a daro or a bamboo stick. You can also learn how to be a time traveler in Fiji by stepping from here to there. Confused? It'll all make sense in the Fijian village, where you can learn how to make coconut oil, get a tattoo. That is where you get a tattoo, is in the Fiji island. Temporary. It's not a real tattoo, but it's super fun to get. And gaze up in awe, inspiring a 6-story temple that they have there. While you're there, we recommend to visit the chief's home. That's Fiji. This is the one they made us fight each other with bamboo sticks in this one, which was really fun. I got to fight my brother-in-law, Cameron. I've talked to him before. Yes, of course I've talked to him before.
Okay, you've done Congo, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go into Samoa, because why not? Okay, so if you like to laugh a lot, you will love here. Okay, so you can come see the center's most popular cultural presentations, where you will learn how to crack open a coconut using small rock. Marvel at our strong young men climb 40-foot coconut trees.
Okay, this was so cool. And they tricked us, and they were gonna... we thought he was gonna jump from tree to tree, but he didn't. But he climbed it in, like...
I don't know, probably a minute?
It was so fast. Also, cracking up a coconut is super useful, especially my brother-in-law Cameron loves that stuff, so
yeah.
I think this was probably his, I don't know, I'm pretty sure he loved it all. I loved it all. You also hear you can learn how to start a fire with just like a stick, rubbing it in between your hands and doing the where it like spins really fast and it creates friction and then heat.
That's anyways fun. So they climb up the 40-foot coconut trees in their bare feet and see what happens when you combine fire and sharp weapons. So they do like a fire show with like weapons, and they like, it's really cool.
Yeah. This is probably my favorite section, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love this section.
Yeah. Okay. You go on.
Speaking of fire, can you start one with 2 sticks? This is what I'm talking about. You can try to start a fire. You can also learn how to twirl a fire knife, weave a fish, and cook bananas. So weaving the fish is actually super cool, because it's like you have a fishing line and you throw it and then the fish like expands and then you can do it again. It's like a little toy that you can make. That's a good one for all the kids. As you stroll through the village, take a moment to notice how the unusual dome-shaped buildings are constructed without nails and how they create their own natural air conditioning. So all these buildings are super cool because they don't use nails, which is, like, really weird. And there's a huge building in the Samoa village that I don't know how it's held up. It's super cool, though. All right, do you want to talk about...
No, you talk about the...
Okay. Island of Otero. I hope I'm saying that right. New Zealand. So this is... I'm just going to say New Zealand, okay? Your Maori experience begins as you're a formally welcome to the village and deepens as you listen to the harmonic songs and feel the power of haka, a Maori war dance.
Did you ever see this one?
Yes.
And then they would, like, yell at you and you would be, like, really
so they'd scared. They'd yell at you and stick out their tongues, which is supposed to intimidate, but it was super good. You can test your agility by learning ancient games of skill taught to a Maori school children. This one was also fun. This is good for teenagers, things like that. I really enjoyed this. I play soccer, so I'm pretty good at agility and things like that. Next, you can watch their skill. The artisans carve some deadly-looking weapons, and you can discover some more of interesting cooking and food preservation methods. Dried and oiled bird, sound good to you? Does not to me, so... and you also learn about a type of facial tattoo that was definitely only for the brave.
Okay, so last but not least is the islands of Hawaii. So, of course, we have to talk about Hawaii, because... obviously. Okay, so... in the Hawaiian village, you can experience the culture through sight, sound, smell, and touch. Talented villagers share the beauty of their islands through dance and song, while hula lessons are provided throughout the day under a magnificent shade tree. Next, try your hand at the ancient Hawaiian games. Demonstrations are also interactive as you taste freshly prepared poi, which poi is like a, it's a type of, like, it's like a potato, like it's like a root, kind of, like a potato and a radish and all that stuff. It actually, whenever you make it, it's like purple. So it's actually kind of looks gross, but it's like really good.
So it's a Hawaiian dish made from the fermented root of a taro, which has been baked and pounded into a paste. So it's kind of like a yogurt type thing that was a root before.
But it's like mashed potatoes. It tastes like mashed potato stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways. So you prepare poi and discover the art of hala weaving. Even the village itself is a testament to Hawaiian ingenuity as you witness how the sky, land, and sea work in harmony.
So, I think it's Hawaii, but there's some that have really fun games. There's one, like, you have to swing a ball into a basket thing, and there's a lot of fun activities and things like this. But those are about each of the islands. Now I've got four questions that I'm going to ask both of us. So, Isaac, is this park good for families of all ages?
I would say yes. There is definitely stuff for younger kids, stuff for older kids, stuff for families in general. They did a really good job incorporating how the culture helps you, how you learn about the culture. And it's just pretty awesome what they do to help you learn about it, and they make it kid friendly. My siblings, their ages are, they're just younger. They enjoyed it a lot, even though they got tired at some point. They're like, but this is still fun and all that stuff. They didn't complain really, and all that stuff.
Yes, it's good for all ages, ranging from a 2-year-old all the way up to a really old person. Okay. Is it worth to spend a whole entire day there?
It is worth to spend a whole entire day there and more. You cannot do everything in a whole entire day. No. I would say at least 2 days.
Maybe a day and a half.
But it's very awesome.
It's extremely, and it's a, if you guys are ever here and you're looking for a fun place to go, go here because you have fun, plus you learn about a lot of things, which is really nice. Okay, what's your favorite part that you remember
going there? My favorite part definitely has to be the tree climbing. It was just fun to watch how they just, like, scale it, like, so quick, and it was really, the Samoans were really funny and all that stuff.
Yeah.
They were great people.
So, that's, my favorite is the fire dance in Samoa. So when you go, definitely go to Samoa, okay? Because they've got a lot of cool stuff there. Okay, Isaac, how would you rate your overall experience?
I would rate it
1 to 10.
10 out of 10. It was awesome. They had, if you can get like a package deal where you get like a dinner, it's like a buffet dinner, and you can have like poi rolls, and there's like purple ice cream, which I'm assuming is made out of poi, because poi is purple. And all that stuff. So, it tastes like vanilla. And then you got chocolate ice cream, right?
Yeah.
And it was just awesome. I loved the food. The food all tasted good. They even give you a souvenir little cup that's a coconut.
Yeah, coconut cup. Those are...
Do you have them still?
Cameron does. Man, I've mentioned Cameron a lot. But we all gave them to him because he really wanted them. But I wouldn't have you really used it, so it's a good thing. Okay, also, one last thing. At the very end of the day, they have a huge show that you can go and take part of, and it is incredible. They do fire dances. Basically, it's all the islands perform their biggest act at the end of the day, and it is so fun to watch.
The story is about this kid he basically is, like, growing up, but he goes through all the different island cultures. So, like,
yeah,
being a youngling, a young child, he would be like in Hawaii and stuff, and so he'd do all the things for in Hawaii as a young child, and then as he grew older, he would do stuff in like Samoa, Tonga, all that stuff, and so it incorporates like the greatest, like the biggest rites of passage and stuff for these tiny islands that we all love.
Yeah, and it's super cool to watch that. That is a good one for all ages because it is super entertaining and fun to watch. All right. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed, please leave a review, and you can contact suggestions of different places, different national parks, anywhere in the world that you want us to talk about, that you want us to talk about next, at findadventureanywhere@gmail.com. No caps, no spaces. All right. Thank you guys so much. Adventure is all around us.
So find it.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.